Matthew chapter 22. And Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call those that were invited to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent other servants out, saying, Tell them which are invited, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his business. And the remnant took his servants, and mistreated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard of it, he was very angry, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were invited are not worthy. Go you therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, invite them to the marriage. And so those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how came you in here not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to his servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples with Herodians, saying, Master, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth. You neither care for any man, nor do you regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give taxes unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. And they brought him a denarius. And he said unto them, Whose is this image and superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. Then he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And when they heard these words, they marveled, and left him, and went their way. And the same day came unto him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, If a man dies, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers. The first, when he had married a wife, deceased, and having no children, left his wife unto his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third unto the seventh, and last of all the woman died also. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. And Jesus answered and said unto them, You do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What do you think of Christ? Whose son is he? And they say unto him, The son of David. He said unto them, How then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit you on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And if David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither dare any man from that day forth ask him any more questions.